Thank you very much, Mr. President. I am very pleased, along with Mr. Blunt, to lead this delegation of 9 members of the Congress of the United States. We have taken an opportunity over this break in the Congress's business to visit Mexico, Panama, Colombia, and we will be going from here to Medellin and then to Brazil. One of the focuses of our trip has been the critical importance of the partnership between the United States and our friends to fight those who would undermine the health and security of our countries and of our people with narco trafficking and terrorism. The success that Colombia has had under President Uribe has been extraordinary and welcomed. Plan Colombia has worked, is working, and we believe needs to continue to work. We are pleased as well with the progress that has been made in human rights, with the commitment of President Uribe and his cabinet to focus on making sure that every individual's rights are respected and protected, whether they be friends or whether they not be allies or friends, that all people deserve respect and protection. We're also pleased to be joined by our ambassador, Ambassador Brownfield, and most particularly by the ambassador of Colombia to the United States, Carolina Barco, who is with us as well, who does such an extraordinarily good job in representing the people of Colombia and the Uribe administration. We obviously as well talked about the free trade agreement that is pending. I am a supporter of that agreement, as is Mr. Blunt. And we heard from the President, from the Minister of Labor, the Minister of Trade, the Foreign Minister, the Defense Minister, how very important this agreement is, not only to the economic relationship between Colombia and the United States, but also to the people of Colombia. We will hope to return to the United States and to work with the administration to see this matter move forward. I'm now very pleased to yield to, well, before I do that, as I said, we are going to Medellin, the city of the President's birth. Medellin, where I have never been, but I am told is a striking example of the success, Mr. President, that you have had in reclaiming a city from narco-terrorists, providing security and safety for people so that the quality of your life for your people has been enhanced very substantially. We look forward to that visit. Now let me yield to my friend and colleague, a leader in the Republican Party, as I am in the Democratic Party, Roy Blunt of Missouri.
Well, I thank Mr. Hoyer. I just say that we are here representing both political parties, but we're also here, most importantly, representing our strong appreciation and friendship for Colombia. Plan Colombia, one of the great efforts that any two governments have ever made together. We are proud that we could be a partner in this, but particularly proud of the leadership in this government in what Plan Colombia has done to change not only the country of Colombia, but to change the impact that drugs and other things have in our country. We just came from Mexico and Panama, where both of those governments expressed great appreciation to this government for the assistance, the advice, the pathway that this government has already created to deal with this problem of narcotics and trafficking and the successes that have been made here. But we need to continue. You know, Plan Colombia is not completed. Because it's had success so far does not mean it's completed. Certainly the President Uribe, the example he has set of courage and leadership is one that we appreciate in our country, and I think throughout the hemisphere and the world. Also, the great work of your ambassador in the United States. We clearly will be going back to the United States also focused on the importance of continuing our relationships for jobs and opportunity. The trade agreement is an important part of that. We look forward to going back to the United States with another example of the information that those of us who have been here many times or the first time see in a in a Colombia that is dramatically different, has dramatically greater opportunities for the people of Colombia, and sets a great example for people all over the world of what can happen if a government decides to put freedom and security at the forefront. And we're glad to be here, Mr. President.